If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
It's the Magic 8 Ball of Radio.
Yeah.
What question can we all together help answer for you, help you solve a problem? It's Text Roulette, Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We see your text coming in. Spin the wheel, Radar. Let's see what we're going to land on here.
Wait, where's my wheel? Where did it go?
Where did it go?
There it is.
26.
You got number 26 over there, Elizabeth? Here we go.
All right. We have another long question here.
Okay. All right.
Somebody died after college. Okay, wait. What is this?
Wait. Huh?
My wife wants to name our baby the same name as her high school sweetheart who tragically died shortly after college. Oh, wow. The name isn't common, so the connection is obvious. I understand that the loss deeply affected her, and I want to be sensitive, but it feels like our child would be a constant reminder that I'm not her first love. Oh, am I being selfish if I ask her to choose a different name?
So it sounds like the wife wants to name the baby after somebody she was with.
It doesn't sound like that's exactly what this is.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Did she explain? Did the text say it explained why she wants to this name? It's just because it's unique? No? Don't know?
Probably okay. In remembrance of that person that she
used
loved
to be with?
And felt strongly for. This is a tough spot for the significant other to be in because, like you said, when the name is tied to the high school sweetheart who had passed away suddenly, you think about that. A lot of things are coming to mind here. So having been in a relationship before, so my ex-husband, I met because he was dating my cousin, and my cousin was tragically killed right before Christmas in Oak Creek by a drunk driver. During their relationship, he was gone in the military at that time and was home on leave. And I had never met him while they were dating because he was gone in the military. I had never physically even seen them together. Social media didn't exist then, so it's not like there were all these pictures and videos and things of the two of them. Like, I never even really saw the relationship.
Okay, but...
And we met the day before the funeral. Follow me here. And we, 2 years later, started a relationship. And then we were together for a long time. We were married. You know, now we're not anymore. But that's ultimately how we met. And we had always talked about if we had had kids, the middle name would always be her first name. Now, her brother gave his daughters her first name as their middle name. So that would have been my cousin Jenny's nieces. And he does say that whenever he would yell at the girls and say first middle name,
yeah,
it would make him take pause and think about his sister who passed away, which would also work in the kid's favor because then he wouldn't get as upset, right? Now, what I'm trying to get at is that you have to hold space for all of these people in your life and for this guy that's now married to this, or I don't know if it's a guy, I suppose, but the significant other that's married to this woman, will you always think about the name when you're saying the name? You have to think about that, but also you have to understand that it's not like that relationship ended because there was a breakup. This person passed away.
No.
So she still needs to hold space for that person.
No, she does not. No. If it's in family, hold on. Now you had your piece. If it's in the family, like you just explained, I get it. Sure. You want that name as a middle name. I don't think this situation warrants using that name at all. Let me say this. If my wife's high school sweetheart, George, if now look, George's, there's nothing wrong with your name, okay? But I would not have said, if I thought that was a cool name, no, I don't want Bones, Noah, my oldest, to be named George because you have this, had this relationship in high school. No, because she's thinking about him and, oh, this could have been our baby. That's what I'm thinking. This could have been us together back in the day.
And that's why this is a sensitive topic. I think about anyone that's in a relationship with someone where there was someone before. My dad's partner, she's widowed. And they have pictures of Bob throughout the house. My dad will go to the cemetery and drop off flowers because he was a vet on 4th of July, on Memorial Day. Susie will talk about Bob. Okay. And my dad's very open to that and understanding. Like, you deeply loved him and he passed away.
Sure. And will your dad adopt a dog and name it Bob in his honor?
You know my dad. And he
I
absolutely would,
not. Would. He's different.
You know my dad.
I would not.
Well, Katie Couric talks about getting remarried now and how this relationship works because he allows her to hold space for Jay, her husband that passed away from
colon cancer. But not naming a child after your former lover in high school, sweetheart.
And that's where this question is.
Answered quickly. No.
My wife wants to name our baby the same name as her high school sweetheart who tragically died shortly after college.
Nope.
The name isn't common. So the connection is obvious. I understand that the loss deeply affected her, and I want to be sensitive, but it feels like our child would be a constant reminder that I'm not her first love. Yep. Now, when the person says I'm not her first love, it's like, okay, well, you've got to work through that because you're not, and that's just what happened in life, and that was the card you were dealt. But this next line, am I being selfish to ask her to choose a different name?
No.
Perhaps there's a compromise. Is the name a middle name?
No, now, it's not.
Both parents should have a say in the name, and if one person is deeply uncomfortable, then there needs to be a different name. But this line of a constant reminder that I'm not her first love, that doesn't sit well with me because
it sits perfectly fine with me.
You need to work through that because there were people before you, and don't hold that against her. That there still may be some grieving going on about this relationship. That again,
high school
didn't
though.
It didn't, no, but he passed away after college.
Okay, but this was a high school relationship. Obviously, it ended.
We don't know when the relationship ended.
Okay,
we just know
But it was after college this happened.
We just know the sweetheart passed away. So there wasn't an actual breakup.
Keep the name. Keep the name in your mind. Keep it out of the kids. Just keep it out of the family. I that's what I'm saying.
You're saying keep it out of the family.
Yeah, we're done with that. Yeah,
okay, what do you all think about this question that was sent in to Text Roulette? 414-432-1099. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your texts coming up.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Can you help this mixed listener with text roulette? It's Elizabeth and Radar. Liz, thank you for calling in. And for those of you that maybe missed what the question was, it's a little long, but it says here, my wife wants to name our baby the same name as her high school sweetheart who tragically died shortly after college. The name isn't common, so the connection is obvious. I understand that the loss deeply affected her, and I want to be sensitive, but it feels like our child would be a constant reminder that I'm not her first love. Am I being selfish to ask her to choose a different name? Liz, do you have experience with a situation like this? What's your advice?
No, but I do agree with Radar. I think the history there is not just hers. I'm sure family and friends know.
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't think about that.
Baby,
yeah.
You know, and I think he is sensitive just in that he texted you.
Yeah, that's true. Now I'm starting to lean that way. As much as I'm like, you need to hold space for what the wife is dealing with for the rest of their life, that this person that they care deeply about was lost tragically. But more and more, as we're seeing these texts come in, the first name of the baby might be a little aggressive in a way to honor and remember this person.
Because, you know, whether it's her parents or if his parents are aware of that also, you know, that affects everybody.
Her side of the family will remember her dating this person.
Well, yeah. And also, and you know what I just thought of too, Liz? Think about when you've come across a unique name, and they said that this name isn't a common name. People ask? Where'd your name come from? For the rest of this person's life, are they going to have to say, well, my mom dated this guy who died, and then
my mom's
married
dead boyfriend.
My dad. And, well, exactly.
In high school.
Well, not only that, as the child gets older, and that comes up.
And the child's probably like, I don't know, this is somebody that my mom was with.
Right.
That I don't even know.
What about my dad?
Right. Liz, thank you so much for calling in and offering your advice for text roulette.
Liz, I'm changing my mind. I am changing my mind here. Don't do that often.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, call again.
Here's another text that says, as a woman, I think it is sweet that she wants to honor her high school sweetheart, but naming her child with her current partner that name is strange. Here's another message. I agree. I would be uncomfortable naming my child after my partner's former love. Maybe there's another way they can honor that person. And more texts are coming in. She should do something else to honor the man who passed away.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're not being selfish at all, mixed listener.
They need to talk about this. They got a little bit to talk about.
Yes.
Big time.
And perhaps you do maybe need to loop in other family members to say, hey, this may be really uncomfortable for everybody down the road to have to explain where this name came from. And for the child,
that's a good point.
For the child to also sit there and be like,
that's good, Elizabeth. Yeah, you brought that up. Like,
This is who my mom dated. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the case. Like, this is my dad, Bob. But yeah, I'm named after my mom's high school sweetheart. Why? I don't know. Mom, Dad, explain this one.
Okay, here's a final. We've got so many texts coming in. Here's a final text we're going to get to. Personally, lovers, ex-partners should stay out of names of your children. They are the future and the product of your love. Names of family members like uncles, aunts, etc. is different. Think of another way to honor the person who meant a lot to you. No, you're not unreasonable for wanting the name given to your child to be something different.
There's a lot of passion
in
that
text. Keep your name out my mouth.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.